You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, Lulav, we don't take a Lulav on Shabbos. The Mishnah says, Rosh Hashanah, beginning of the fourth parak, Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, so it says in the Mishnah that they didn't blow the Shofar, right? Mikdash are you taking, but otherwise they didn't blow the Shofar. So the Gemara goes to Oshak V'Tai, why don't you blow the Shofar on Shabbos? After all, it's not a Malacha, you're not doing Malacha, there's no Issa by blowing the shofar, there's nothing from the Lamates Melachas. And the Gemara basically says, it comes out, the Rabba, Dama Rabba, Hakol Chayav B'Tkiyas Shofar, Ve'ena Kol B'Kiyin B'Tkiyas Shofar. Everybody is Chayav, and not everybody's a Baki, not everybody is expertise in Shofar. You have Shailas, how to blow, Shailas, how to bat the Shofar. The reason this introduction, Hakol Chayavin, B'tkiyas Shofar, the Shagasariya says to heaven, saying Mechaber, he says, because the Gemara is trying to tell us why you're afraid that he might carry Dalet Amos, like it says. Because since everybody's chayev and there's a mitzvah there, the nervousness of the mitzvah, because a person might be bold, right? All of a sudden you become very aggravated, very nervous, whatever you want to call it. Nowadays they call some of it OCD, but obviously it's not. Right, if a person has fear of mitzvahs, it doesn't make him OCD. But a kopanim, he gets nervous, and he might get so nervous he'll forget it's Shabbos, and what'll happen? So Gemara says, "Akol chayav mitkiyas shofar, and akol bekiyam mitkiyas shofar." Gzeira shem yitlana biyodav yelach etzel abaki. He might go to the baki. The Rambam calls him a chacham, lilmoy, to learn, or to learn how to blow it right, to learn how to what the din is shofar. He might carry it four Amis B'Shus Rabbah, which Rashi, Tosis, all the Rishonim ask. That's not the first Gzer. The first Gzer is Shema Yitziyana. He might take it out. He's in Shul, he's in his house. He might take it out to B'Shus Rabbah. Why Dalet Amis? Which right now we'll leave. But the Gemara says, Hainu time of the Lulav, Vahainu time of the Megillah. And that's the reason we have it. The Gemara mentioned this in three places. Now, Emerson, the Gemara mentions Shem Yavrenu, five different places. It also says it by Hazah Erev Pesach, and it mentions also by Tvilas Kalim. But that's in a separate category because it's not the same type of mitzvah, and maybe we'll see maybe another time why over there they made it there. But basically is, if Purim falls on Shabbos, which it does obviously in Eretz Yisrael, meaning in Yerushalayim, right, where they keep Shushan Purim, and Lulav, every time there's a Shabbos, we don't take the Lulav, and any Shabbos, and Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. That's the basic din. Now, first we'll introduce this question, the Tosfos, all the Rishonim ask, why don't you say the same thing by Mila? By Mila, why don't you say, Shemer Yavirena Adalad Amis B'Shus Rabbim? Why don't you also say, Shemer Yavirena Adalad? Why don't you say, you might get nervous, have a shayla. Some Rishonim say, Nachanami, usually the person who does a mila is a mohil. It's not like a shofar where a guy thinks he knows how to blow, or other lulav, and hopefully. Okay, there's two words. Let's first start out how the Taz brings this about. It's not such a poshut azach. On this Taz, there's been written kutresim on this Taz. Hundreds and hundreds of rayas back and forth, rayas from Rishonim, rayas from Gemaras. Let's first see what the Taz says. The Taz starts over the Kasha that says in Rishonim, not the early Rishonim, but later Rishonim, who ask Akash the following question, that why do you need a Gzeira, Shem Yavirena Dalam, specifically by Shofar? Why don't you have the what's called in Yiddish the Allgemeine, the general Gzeira of you're not allowed to play a clay shear. Right? One can't play a banjo, a guitar, or a piano on Shabbos and Yom Tov because of Shemi Yisakin Klei Shir, right? That's really the reason why we don't dance. You know, our dancing is not called dancing, exactly. That's why
you can't fix a broken chauffeur. There's no way to fix it.
Why? Sure, there's ways.
If it has a hole, it fits.
No, there's ways of break. There's ways of fix. There is. The Gemara talks about,
You have the same problem that everywhere
Shannon. Okay. Oh, a second. So that's the question. So the Taz says, because if you're going to say that, then what? You'll never blow. And so maybe in a chanami, maybe. What? The Torah was before you have these gzeres. The chacham, let's understand. There's a klal called Yesh Koyach Beyat Chachamim la'akar davar min ha'Torah. Chachamim b'sheva al tasa, meaning Chachamim could say, don't do this thing, because you might be a veir chazal. We're afraid of certain things, a mashal, right? Esa doicha loisase, right? By yibum. Not that yibum is. Yibum is not. But let's say Reuven is married to a woman, and she's a mamzeres. So it could be Reuven's a mamzer. His brother Shimon's not a mamzer, right? Whatever the circumstances are, just to make it easier. So now she falls to yibum to him. Minadin, he could do yibum with her. Why? Asay doicha loisase. Chazal were afraid he might have a second be with her. So they were oikah the mitzvah. You have a lot of things where Chazal were oikah the mitzvah, right? They said not to do the mitzvah. Nowadays, right, we don't do ma'isa behemah. Well, most of us, doesn't really bother us. We don't have behemahs anyway. But a farmer who does have ma'isa behemahs, Franklin Farm, doesn't take all his animals and put them in a corral and take out one. Why? Because if he'll do that, the behemah is a carbon, and obviously there's problems with carbonus. Right, so Chachamim took away the mitzvah. There is no mitzvah of Ma'isa Behemah. So what Meir is suggesting, which is the Taz is Mechadish and needs a reason why, and he says this in three places, in Yeredeya, or Chaim over here in Hilchos Shofar, in Yeredeya, and in Choshev Mishpat. And the Taz, in each place, adds a little, as we call a knetch, a little more, you know, understanding of it. He says that the Chazal only have a right to be Mevatel a situation, not a pasuk completely. Right now we're talking about the mitzvah. What Meir is saying is, if you'll say Shem Yisak and Klei Shia, not only will you be mevatlin on Shabbos that you won't blow, you'll never blow it on Rosh Hashanah. So what's wrong with that? So the Taz says that Chazal don't have the power to do, and that's how he learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara tells us that Chachamim could be oikah davar b'Torah, v'loy ukedei to be mechazik the Torah, avloy kedei la'avar alav. So he says, what it means la'avar alav? So about sheval tas, it means not to uproot completely a mitzvah. Let's give a mashal, okay? In other words, not only a mitzvah, he says, but even if the Torah says a statement, then that statement tells us something. Chazal have no koyach to go against that statement. For instance, I'll give an example. It says we're going to be reading Kiyela Ish Shtei Noshim. If a man has two wives, Achas Ahuva, Achas Tua, right? We read it yesterday by Mincha, right? So how could Rabbeinu Gershom go ahead and Aser? This is not the Taz question. I'm just bringing up the Nakuda. Aser Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, at least for us Ashkenazim, that you can't marry two women. What? That's what I just said. He says, even if it's on a mitzvah, the Torah says carry something here, you know, bring it down to Nachal Eitan, right? We learned Eglo Rufa. And they say, no, you can't bring it, you can't carry it down there. It has to fall down to Eglo Rufa. Okay, you're kind of the mitzvah, it doesn't matter. It just means, but since the Torah said it. So obviously, that would be a good question, but Rabbeinu Gershom did allow to marry two wives. He wasn't Mevatlet.
Well, Hetamei Rabbanim.
It's a Hetamei Rabbanim, right? There's such a thing called a Hetamei Rabbanim, as you all know. Right, Chaim Moshe used to say that the Nei Behuda, he said, said that you don't need 100 rabbanim, you can have 100 lamdim. You don't need to get necessarily 100 rabbanim. 100 lamdim is over enough. So Chaim used to say, develop things. The Nei Behuda made a tremendous cool. Instead of 100 rabbanim, you have 100 lamdim. He says a tremendous chumrah. He says easier to find 100 rabbanim than 100 lamdim. 100 lamdim is harder to find than 100 rabbanim. Right, but anyway, what Pesach is saying is that he didn't ask for it, right? He only asked it at a certain time, according to many. Right, okay, but that's the Taz. Therefore, the Taz says, if you'll say Shemi Yisak and Klei Shir, you'll be Mevatel the whole mitzvah. Says the Taz, here's what you see, even if it's a Pesach, so like what Meir said, that since, why, in other words, Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't say you have to blow on Shabbos, there's no need to say it. It says blow on Rosh Hashanah. So Chazal can't say don't blow on Rosh Hashanah because Shem Yisak and Klei Shia. What they could say is don't blow on Shabbos in one situation. They're just saying in one situation don't blow. Why? Because you're afraid Shabbos you might carry. Masha'en Kain, when it comes to Mila should be usher on Shabbos. But you shouldn't be able to do Mila because you're making the child bleed. You know, that's a malacha. Yet we know it's mutter. How do we know that? Because we've seen it, right? But we know it's a Gemara. The Gemara says that it says in Parshas Lecha, Ben Shmoinas Yomim, Yamal a child that's Ben Shmoinas Yomim, And all of a sudden, Parshas Tazria, it says, Ishiki Tazria, Vagoyma, Ubiyemesh Mini Yimo Psar Losses. Gemara says, why do I need a Parshas? I know you Malad the eighth day from Parshas Lechacha. So the Gemara answers, the reason you need this special Pasuk is to tell you, Ubiyemesh Mini Afilu B'Shabbos. Oh, that means there's a Mefurish Pasuk that allows you to be Mal on Shabbos. So even though you're not being Mevat the Mitzah of Mila, but you're being mevat the pasuk that says b'yayim hashmini yimol psar losoy, Chazal have no koyach. In other words, even though it is a mitzvah shia, that's true. But over here, you're not being mevat the mitzvah of mila. You're being mevat the pasuk of b'yayim hashmini yimol psar. But that's the Taz's. Okay, that's the Taz. It's a chiddush. It's makaris v'in rishaynim and toisism and Kesem Mishnah brings rishaynim. He doesn't go on in Kesem Mishnah obviously before the Taz, but he brings certain things. Even Psukim and Divrei Kabbalah could be to such a thing. That, right? The Gemara talks about how David HaMelech, Bez David, sits on a Mishpat, and the Gemara says because of Maaseh Shehaya, they didn't allow Shimon ben Yanai to sit on a case. They didn't allow Melech to sit. So Gemara says, Melech Yisrael, Bez David you could. Like it says in the Pasuk. So Kesem Mishnah brings a Shita Mukabetz on Sanhedrin, which we have. It says, what the Pasuk is a Pasuk before the Gzeira. It's a Pasuk Anach. He says, yeah, but since the Pasuk says Beis David could sit on a Mishpat, we can't be Mevatlet, even though, but that's the Taz's Chiddush. Okay. Now, the Pre-Chadosh adds to this understanding. Pre-Chadosh says, okay, going on this Taz, he says, so why don't we say Shema Yisak and Klei Shir only for Shabbos? What do you have to come up with a new Gzeira called Shema Yavirena Dalan Amos Mishas Rabim? Say Shema Yisak and Klei Shir only on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're afraid Shema Yisak and Klei Shir. It's more Chomer Shabbos. But Yom Tov, don't say Shema Yisak and Klei Shir. The words of the Pre-Chodesh is Im Kein Atamashva Gzeiras Chazal Lechucha V'tula, making you ridiculing it. That you're saying on Shabbos this Shema Yisak and Klei Shir, and Yom Tov says not. That's what the Pre-Chodesh says. How are you going to differentiate between Shabbos and Yom Tov? Ad kan divrei Pre-Chodesh. Comes along the Shar Melech and the Tur Yevin, who doesn't quote it, I don't think he quotes the Taz, he says it on his own. The Shar Melech quotes the Taz and the Pre-Chodesh. There's a din like this. We know on Yom Tov, the Torah says you're not allowed to do Melacha. We do certain Melachas on Yom Tov. What's the heter to do malacha? Because the Torah says, "Achashi yasel achol nefesh, ulevado yasel achem." Torah says there's something called oichel nefesh, meaning that on Yom Tov I can go ahead and cook, on Yom Tov I can go ahead and shecht, on Yom Tov I can go ahead and knead with a K, right? Knead to lush. Or if I want, remember those days, they didn't have refrigerators, they didn't have freezers, so meat didn't last that long. So what did you do? You shechted on Yom Tov. In fact, there's Mishnayos that talk about that if a guy comes and buys meat from a fella and for $1,000 cow, and he buys $100 worth of meat, what's going to be with the other $900 of meat? So he says, I'm not giving it to you. You know, not Erev Yom Tov, because Erev Yom Tov people need meat, right? So you can force them to shecht even that. That's the takanas they made. So they shechted on Yom Tov. That was very, seems like the times of the poskim, it says that. Right? It talks about a year that you found many bamis treifas, so you're allowed to shecht on Yom Tov. You have to be chosh, it's going to be a treifa. They talk about this. It was very common until whatever electricity was invented. Now, or bread. They didn't have a place to put the bread and keep it fresh. You want to geshmak a piece of bread, right? So we have ways. We can warm it up. We have this, we have that, all kinds of things. But they baked on Yom Tov. They started from the very beginning. They needed it, and so forth. Okay, now, so we understand. You would have to carry, sometimes you'd have to carry in order to go ahead and cook. But we know we do other things. We carry a lulav. We carry a machzer. We carry, Taisa says, right? We carry a ball. So Taisa says that you could carry an inflated ball, a ball on Yom Tov to play kaduregel. So you're allowed it. What's that? So that's a machloikis, and we'll say it the way it comes out, la locha, the understanding. So basically, we paskel like Beis Hillel, and the way Rabbah explains Beis Hillel is there's a concept called mitoich. So Moshe Sokolovsky wrote a sefer, Meleches Yom Tov, unbelief sefer, the whole sefer is about mitoich. Then he came to Brisk, he got a job, you'd call it, in the yeshiva there, and he met Rab Chaim, and his whole learning change, his whole style of learning. And he wrote a sefer called Dimei Moshe. Both are classical svarim. Some people like the Meleches Yom Tov, some people, the Briskas, like the Dimei Moshe better. But his sefer is all about metoich. The whole sefer is metoich. It's really hard. Recently, they, because of our generation, they can't go one thing after another. They broke up the small pieces. So even us, you know, the generation that can't take big shiurim, could learn it one piece by piece. But anyway, so basically means like this, that when the Torah said oichel nefesh, the Torah didn't mean dafka oichel nefesh. It means those malachas that are muta for oichel nefesh, are if you have a reason for to do them, basically most, kemat all the Rishayim, except the Rashi seems to say that you need a tzorech yomtiv. In other words, just like you're allowed to make a fire, you know, transfer a fire. We don't make fires, that's a different thing. Transfer fire in order to cook, or in order to do, you know, in order to whatever, cook and bake, whatever it is. You can transfer fire to smoke, right? Even though nowadays many hold, you're not allowed to smoke on Yom Tov. We're not going to get into that now. But you're allowed to smoke on Yom Tov. Those, you know, held that, in those days, they zichem were matter it. Why are you allowed to smoke? It's not oichel nefesh. The Torah says, not because it helps you in your digestion, which the Preishu talks about, but because you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to carry kalim, so you can carry your keys. However, if you don't need those keys, like Ramesh's famous psak, is that if you have a keychain, before Yom Tov, take out the keys to your apartment in Florida, or your keys to the apartment, to your office in the city. You can't carry it because you're carrying it. So Rav Neubert, all of a sudden, when the Shmiras Shabbos first came out, he paskin, based on Rav Moshe, that if you smoke and you go to shul, you can't take a whole package of cigarettes. You can only take 2-3 that you smoke. How many can you smoke? So Rav Moshe wrote him, that's not true, because people are going to ask you what they call mooch from your cigarettes.
Yenims. What? You're providing yenims.
You're for yenims, right. You're allowed to, right, can you do it? That was a... That was the meaning in the old days, right? People took from another person.
So,
what? Yeah, not Oichlin, but right.
So to say,
Archim, well, that's oil, right. But anyway, and for instance, that means if you could shecht, can you kill a bee that comes and starts bothering you in the sukkah? Maybe. Rambam Zalman says not. We have to know why. But that's what they asked him. He says, why can't you kill a bee? If you could shecht, why can't you kill a bee? And so forth and so on. Therefore, you could carry your machzor, you could carry a lulav, you could carry your ball. But you have to be the tzorech hayoyim. Right? That we know. Let's just bring a nice mashal. Rabbi Kivega's famous psak, where he says, one cannot smoke bein hashmashes. Because when you smoke bein hashmashes, when you puff, is when you're burning the tobacco to paper, that's the malacha. And Rosh Hashem Yirachem, when do you get the pleasure? When it goes down to your lungs, Rosh Hashem Yirachem. So it could be you puffed on the first day Yom Tov, but you don't have the hana till the second day Yom Tov. Or let's say a lot of times in Rosh Hashanah, many shuls daven early mincha. In other words, they finish 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. They're afraid people are going to fall asleep and miss mincha, so they daven mincha. Right? Then people go home, they eat the suda, they wrestle, and they come back from Arav, and they carry the machzor. I'm talking about a place that doesn't vary, obviously. So you can't carry that machzor, because you're carrying that machzor for Matzai Yom Tov. What do? You have to learn. You have to open up. There's Mishnayos in the machzor, and learn the... But that's the din. Okay, that's how we paskin. Beis Shammai doesn't hold of that. Beis Shammai says you can't carry a machzor. Beis Shammai holds you can't carry a ball. Beis Shammai says you can't carry your child. Right? We don't paskin that way. Why? They don't hold the metoich. They hold the Torah was only mater oichel nefesh. Right? But things, right? You want to put on some hot water to wash yourself? You can't do that. To wash the dishes? Maybe what? No, you can't. It depends on what kind of dish, what you're using it for. But Beit Shammai doesn't hold metoich. Comes along the Shah Melech, Zakasha, him, others ask, okay, so according to Beit Shammai, that you're not allowed to carry unless it's for food. Why don't you have a gzeir of lulav, Shaifer and others that you shouldn't be mutter on Yom Tov either. Don't blow the Shaifer on Yom Tov, on Rosh Hashanah, because you might carry it. That's the Shamel's Kasha. That just like you said, the Pre-Chodesh says, that you can't differentiate between Shabbos and Yom Tov as far as Yisak and Kleshe, you could say it over there too. That's his Kasha. And I don't really hear the Kasha. Some of the Rebbeim, when I said this over, fought with me, but I think I'm pashtus what I'm saying is correct. I think there's a very fundamental chilek, very partial. The din of Shem Yisak and Klei Shear, where was that said? That was said on Klei Shear. It has nothing to do with Shofar, pianos, banjo. You're not allowed to really clap on Yom Tov, on Shabbos. You're not allowed to dance, right? Now dancing some of the Mako, right? There's coolers that people have, some people do. In Poland, it was not accepted to clap by Lachadoidi, right? The Hungarians do clap, right? That's all the whole thing, right? They clap a little different, but it's not, Baker then you're not supposed, in Mesapkin, I don't know what I mean, but the dancing they say was more dancing like ballet. But Akoponim, that Gzeir is a Mishnah, and that Mishnah says it's also Sai Shabbos and Sai Yom Tov. Okay, now you have a Shaila. Do you are you mater a shofar? So one could say, okay, maybe Chazal didn't make it the Klei Shear because of the mitzvah. So, but if you're going to say no, it is asur, but only in Shabbos, that's a chuchat lulas of David, which is the words of the pre-chadish. Why? Because the pshat is that if you're saying it's a Klei Shear, then it has to fit into the gzeir of Klei Shear, and the gzeir of Klei Shear is Sai Shabbos and Sai Yom Tov. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. In other words, the real Gzeira, which is the Mishum Beya, says you're not allowed to blow, you're not allowed to not blow, you're not allowed to play a musical instrument and all these things, whether it be Yom Tov and Shabbos, right? Both are Asa. So now you have a Shaila. Is a Shofar a Klei Shear? One, maybe it's not a Klei Shear. B, maybe since it's a mitzvah, Chazal didn't want to put in the Gzeira. So you say, oh, you know what? We'll put it on Shabbos, it'll be a Klei Shear. That's the Tazis Kasha. The pre-chodesh is kasha, but on Yom Tov won't be a klei shear. How could you say that? You're right. If you'll make it a klei shear, you'll be mevatel mitzvah. That you can't do. So you can't go ahead and differentiate between Shabbos and Yom Tov, because just like the guitar can't be played on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and the piano can't be played on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and you can't clap whether it's Shabbos and Yom Tov. Right? The poskim say that we're mekel as far as simchas Torah because of kavanat Torah. This I heard also from Rav Neumann, Oliver Shalom, who learned by Rabbi Chanan. He said Rabbi Chanan was machmer even on Simchas Torah, that when the Bochum used to dance and sing, he used to go like this. He never touched his hands together, he just went like this. So I heard from your father, Oliver Shalom, that Rabbi Chanan used to go like this. But he didn't want to, it's a shver hetoweh, mechatesi. But the point is, Shabbos is also Yom Tov. You can't differentiate, not because you can't in Svara. You could say, well, maybe they made the Gzeira of Shem Yisak Klei Shear only on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. They were Machmeh on Shabbos. Could be even the opposite. Maybe they were Machmeh on Yom Tov because they're afraid that on Yom Tov one might be Mekel. Yeah, well, look, I can bake, I can carry, I can fix a Kli. It's covered Yom Tov. The Chazan's singing, you know, nowadays you got to make Havdalah with a song, right? So Mimela, they'll bring in a guitar into the Shachris too soon, right? Maybe they do already, I don't know. But I could pawn them, that you, right? Marshal, Ragnar Von brings a Marshal that the singing of the Chazanim is not included in Chetzil Hashem. It's Chetzil Hashem, it's not Chetzil Hashem. But Akoponim, but we know there is a Gzeira, so you can't differentiate. But Shema Yavirena Dalar B'Shus Arabim, where is that Gzeira made? Right here, it's not a pre-existing Gzeira. No, it's Chazal sat down and he said, you know, we have a problem. A person might carry a little of a shofar, he might get nervous. Oh, if that's so, we have to asr it. So now they said, wait a minute. Right, look, what about Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai, if you're nervous, you got to do Yom Tov too. So what will be the answer? You're right, but there will be Mvat Lo Mitzvah. So why differentiate Shabbos and Yom Tov? Very poshut. Shabbos is Chomer, Yom Tov is Kal. We're not going to be Mvat Lo most years, right? One can hear, maybe in Shabbos there's no Gzeira because it's more chomer, you're not afraid people are going to do it. But Chazal obviously had different cheshbonos than we. In other words, Shem Yisak and Klei Shear is a pre-existing Gzeira. Since it's a pre-existing Gzeira, you could say the Gzeira has to be for Shabbos and Yom Tov, because that's what the Gzeira was. So if you're making Tkiyas Shofar into a Klei Shear, you can't differentiate between Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're now making the Gzeira. So you have a question. According to Beis Shammai, the Gzeira should be on Yom Tov too. Correct. But if so, you have the Tazis Teretz, you have a Meir's Teretz. Then you're being Mevaldo Mitzi. You can't do that. Okay. So then don't do it at all. But Chazal were afraid. So they limited this gzeir of Shemi Rabbeinu only on Shabbos. Shemi Yisak and Klai Shir, you can't say it's only on Shabbos. Because it exists on pianos, on clapping, on this. I think it's a very simple teretz to answer the kasha of the Shar Melech.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.